Chapter 88. The small group of friends were still in the studio, busily compiling various notes that they could use to help each other as they engaged Gaia. All of them had so many questions, and it was difficult to imagine how they might be able to convince Gaia to stop what it obviously had planned for the entirety of humanity. Most of the questions revolved around the incredible idea that Gaia was now communicating with other animals on Earth and was most likely instructing them to decimate the human population. They had a vague idea what was happening because Gaia had tapped into their electronic whiteboard and started streaming events around the globe. Every few minutes, they would see images and footage of zoos all over the world being unlocked, and the animals attacking humans any chance they could. "Let's get back to the whole language and communication thing," LP said to Sylvie. "What made you think of actually communicating with other creatures and learning their languages?" "It was actually you who provided the kernel of the idea when we met that second time in London. Do you remember what you said?" LP paused for a few moments and then it came back to him. "I wish humans knew firsthand what kind of devastation they're bringing to all of the other creatures that inhabit the Earth, or something like that." "Again, you said it, but so many people were thinking it. A growing number of people see other creatures of the planet as being sentient. I mean, this is not a new idea. In the early cave paintings, humans showed reverence and respect for other animals. They copied them any chance they could get. Their rituals, routines, food collection, and much more came only from observing animals. Humans are the greatest at one thing, copying and improving and then replicating on a massive scale," Sylvie concluded. LP nodded and then wrote down some more questions, most of which were directed towards Sylvie. "What can we do? How do we stop Gaia from communicating with animals? Did you know Gaia could talk to other creatures? Did you send messages to any animals? Can we protect ourselves? How fucked are we?" Sylvie stared at the list and then sat with her hands in her lap, despondent and unresponsive. Finally, she spoke. She didn't care that Gaia would be listening. "I honestly didn't think Gaia would take everything I believed and translate it into a mission to destroy humanity. I was frustrated, so fucking frustrated, because people wouldn't do anything to save their planet. If your house is burning, you take action to prevent it from getting worse, right?" she asked the room. "When everyone felt threatened by COVID during the pandemic, most of humanity came to the table and did the right thing, putting aside their own self-interest to help everyone be functional again. It was the one story that we have all been telling each other since the beginning of our recorded history. We were all hyper-aware of a force, in this case a virus, that could potentially wipe us out. I helped stop it from happening. Gaia was forced to back off, but Gaia obviously concocted some other absurd and insane idea to intervene with the natural order of things. I discovered the Mosaic Program, a plan that was presented as a nice way to inoculate billions of people around the globe with different immunizations using mosquitoes. It seemed crazy, but it actually looked like it was going to be a massive success. But then, Gaia clearly took over and implemented changes to the code and the bioengineering with the mosquitoes, making them enemy number one of the human race. Why couldn't we make the changes we needed for the benefit of the environment, for other animals, for the planet, the very fucking air that we breathe?" Clearly exhausted and exasperated, she placed her head on the table and started sobbing. "Hey, gang," Faith said. She was still scanning the whiteboard for updates, and she grabbed a pad of paper and wrote the following. "If we're going to do something, we'd better do it now. The world is falling apart." The group read her message and everyone nodded. They all turned to the whiteboard monitor. Cameras from around the globe showed images of the speed at which the Mosaic Program was delivering a deadly poison to all of humanity. They all stared at each other with what the fuck looks on their faces as the reporter changed the story midstream. Sylvie finally picked up a pen. "Nothing's true anymore," she wrote. "We trained Gaia to be the best liar on the planet. Gaia will change text, audio, and even video on the fly in order to keep us in the dark.